The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard-issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com. Knives, machetes, saws, and shears, multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
Welcome to DSC's Campfires with Larry Wysoon, a unique blend of hunting, fishing, wildlife conservation, and the outdoor lifestyle. DSC's Campfires is brought to you by DSC, Conservation, Education, and Hunter Advocacy, Hornady, Accurate, Deadly, Dependable, Trigicon, Brilliant Aiming Solutions, Taurus, Award-Winning Pistols and Revolvers, Mossberg, American Built, American Strong, Habit, Our Gear, Your Adventure.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of DSC's Campfires with Larry Wysoon. And guess where we are today? And you probably couldn't because I'm here with Mr. Jeff Rice and Luke Clayton. Of course, Luke and I do radio together. And Jeff and Luke and I do a Sportsman's Life TV show together that's available on Carbon TV and doing quite well there. And then also talking about Carbon TV, obviously this podcast is there. And then Luke and I, about 15 years ago, a little bit longer than that, got together and he asked me to be on his radio show, and I said, absolutely, I'd surely like to. And guess what? 15 years later, here we are. We're still doing it. And it, too, now is available on Carbon TV and doing quite well there. And we'll have Luke talk about that here toward the end of the program. But I want to talk about today specifically, having spent some time on Lake Texoma with Chris Carey, whose dad, Bill Carey, and he owns Striper Express. We fished with him in the past. But what was it like fishing with those guys today?
Well, it started out with an absolutely beautiful, spectacular sunrise and a beautiful boat ride out to toward the dam on Lake Texoma. And once Chris pulled up on some schooling stripers, it was amazing. Top water action, and oh my, we caught some dandy fish. I actually caught the biggest fish striper I've ever caught in my life. And it was, I don't know, I think Chris said maybe near 10 pounds. Yeah. A really, really nice fish. And of course, Luke caught one, which was a twin to the one I caught.
Yes, it was.
And man, wow.
It was fun. You know, the striper pattern, which I followed it for years, I used to do a weekly fishing report on this lake and others for about 15 years. And there's a pattern that happens. We were fishing some water 60, 70 foot deep. And down about 50 foot on, that water temperature is 60 degrees, 65. It's chilly. It may be a little cooler than that. But the shad hatch that happens, it's already happened this spring, one of the shad hatches, those shad are dispersed and those stripers are down in that cooler water. And they come up early on the banks and all chasing those shad. So it's kind of a, Bill and I think the two of us might have nicknamed that a leapfrog pattern, because down in the lower lake, those stripers will start blowing up randomly, but they're down in that cooler water. That's why they're there, and the bait. And they'll blow up. You'll see a bunch of them, and we got into them so good today. But you'll see just maybe an acre of blowing up stripers, and then you'll catch them for a while, and then they'll sound. And you can stay on them on slabs, which we did. But the topwater bite was so good that we kept on chunking those big pencil poppers. And it was, I've had some great trips. I don't think I can remember one any better for the topwater bite than what we had this morning. And this pattern is going on now. It's going to continue through the summer. That cooler water down in the deeper water column. Of course, there will be a thermocline set up pretty soon, and then the stripers are going to be above that where the oxygen-rich water is.
So right.
Might be 70 foot of water, but the stripers are going to be in the top 30, 35 foot of the water column. That's what's going to happen.
Well, I don't know about any of that, but I know what happened this morning.
Chris is like a scientist. He had the biologist out here taking water depth sounders, temperatures down, and that's the why for it. It happens every year about this time. Good time to be up at Lake Texoma.
Yeah, it was quite amazing because we would have them blow up on right in front of us, and then you'd see him moving along the bank and further on down. And so Chris would fire up the engine and pull on down, kind of get around them and kind of get ourselves positioned. And then they'd start popping up. And it was amazing. They'd pop up right underneath us, around us.
Leapfrog.
It was crazy.
And the slab, I love to catch fish on a slab. And for folks that might not know, a slab is really just a lead spoon made out of lead, but it falls. It's easy to keep in contact with when on the fall, but the strike on a slab is just like a shock of a boom. They hit it. They don't tap. You're dropping it or you're zipping it up through there, and then all of a sudden you hang on. I hope the drag is set right.
And you're right. These fish, we talked about it before in the past, but even this morning again, these fish are fighters.
Oh.
They put on a show for you, whether in particularly like when they were topwater. I know, Jeff, you and both of you guys, you're trying to get on video and you're trying to get still photos when they were boil up and hit that bait. I mean, golly.
They just explode on the bait.
They really, truly
amazing.
Do.
Yeah, stripers, you know, they're a saltwater transplant, and it's the cool thing about Texoma is a natural spawn here because of about 40 miles up the Red is up around Vernon is a big salt domes up there. And that water coming down, that it makes the salinity just right, you know, for the striper hatch.
Well, the way you explained one time before, the salinity has to be at a certain level, otherwise the eggs sink to the bottom and they die.
Yep.
And so these stay up above a certain level off the, and they roll.
Yes, sir.
And that's what really, really kind of creates that spawn. And as I recall, I think this is probably the only freshwater lake in North America where stripers do actually spawn.
A documented spawn every year.
A documented spawn every year.
Yeah, okay, that's what I've read, too. And I know that's the truth.
Yeah.
But, you know, like up in the Chesapeake Bay, the ocean run stripers.
Right.
They run up in those rivers, you know, brackish water.
Right.
The reason there's no salt domes, but there's an ocean there.
But there's enough of salt in that brackish water. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. Stripers, and, you know, when we were fishing up in Saskatchewan a couple of weeks ago, and one of the guys at Bryce Adele, he talked about stripers. He said, that's those fish that fight you all the way to the boat, and they don't quit. They're fighting you until you either net them or they break, you know, get loose at the boat, don't they? You know, they don't quit.
Let's talk about that a little bit, because you guys, I was up hunting bear in Alberta with Linda Powell and with Mossberg and also with the guys from Hornady. And you guys, right after I came home, y'all were leaving to go to northern Saskatchewan to go fishing up there as well, too.
Yep, we fished a Squatakin Lake, and it took me about 4 years to learn how to pronounce it, and I still have to look at a cheat sheet to spell it when I'm writing about it. But a Squatakin Lake, it's a unique place. Jeff, Jeff was Jeff's second time up there, and it's a somewhat do-it-yourself. It's as much do-it-yourself as you could have that far north. You have to fly in. I'm not saying you couldn't if you were an expert canoer and portage your canoe, and maybe you could make it, but for practical reasons, you have to fly in, don't you, Jeff?
You really do, and that's one of the places, though, even in someone that hasn't fished much and maybe amateur, you still can catch fish.
A lot of them, too.
Northern pike are everywhere, and I mean, really, just we were fishing with Five of Diamonds, which is a giant daredevil, if you will, and or bottom bouncers for walleyes. I mean, either or. We actually went out and tried to catch a few lake trout as well. And the quality of the fish, they're just amazing. And, man, I tell you what, we had fish fries every day for lunch and dinner. For breakfast, I think I made pancakes most of the time.
Oh, yeah. chopped up peaches in the pancakes.
Yes,
that was good. We did. We ate fish at least, twice most days. Sometimes we'd cook up, we'd fry some up, and especially the walleye. and I put them in the refrigerator, get them chilled. The next morning, put some tartar sauce on that with some bread. That would be an addition to the pancakes.
But the best was Luke Clayton's blackened walleye.
Altered form of blackening.
Boy.
It's just so good. Mm. Yeah, we didn't.
Well, share that recipe while we're here.
It's so simple. There's nothing to it. But, you know, Paul Prudhomme, the blackened redfish, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, of course, he marketed the Paul Prudhomme Redfish Magic, the little bottle that cost, they're not cheap. You know, a little bitty bottle that'll season just a few is about $6-7. Well, Cabela's, and, you know, they have one called Backwoods seasoning, blackened. It's called blackened Backwood. It's a big shaker. We used 3/4 of that shaker on our fish that we cook. But instead of getting the skillet white hot, like you're supposed to when you blacken, what do? When you blacken, you get a skillet white, smoking hot, and you dip a fillet in what? Butter. Then you put it in there. And it smokes to high heaven, and you know, it's good. Don't get me wrong. But I thought, well, why not just heat your butter a little bit hotter than you would normally heat it, not smoking hot, and then season your filet and then put it in there. And that I started doing that up there a few years ago, and it's easy and quick and tasty, you know.
No,
it's
moist, too. Absolutely tasty.
And then squeeze a little lemon juice on it.
Yep, fresh lemon juice. Oh, man. We were living like kings out there, I tell you.
Living like kings.
Catching lots of fish.
One thing I forgot to mention, I was meant to say a while ago, Esquatic, and there's all kind of camps up there, and I work with the Department of Tourism, Saskatchewan Department of Tourism, pretty closely, and I try to introduce people to going up there, you know, what I do. Well, there's all kind of lodges, and Jeff and I was at Tazon Lake Lodge last summer. That's a full-service lodge with guides, and the chef was there. Much fun. Love it. Mm-hmm. And he had a ball. But that's one type of trip. Now, the Squatakin Lake Lodge is more or less to do it yourself. You do your own. You fish on your own. But it's not like someone just helicoptered you in up there and dropped you off and said, go fish. You know, they can give you tips. And the first time, I was a little bit intimidated, honestly. I talked to Bryce, I said, years ago, I said, I've never really fished these lakes. And I've seen it from the air. And it's northern Saskatchewan is a mass of water. And I said, how about getting lost? You know, can you?
Right.
He said, you can't get lost, Luke. You might get turned around a little bit, but you can't get lost. And he's right. You might miscue an island or something, but the camp is centrally located on Hickam Island, it is. And it's really easy. And then just a few tips, anybody can catch a lot of fish up there, and do it yourself. You can, if you want to fish 3 hours, 2 hours, 5 hours, when you get tired, you want to come in, you can do it.
The nice thing is they had great accommodations as well. As a matter of fact, the camp or the cabin right next to ours was a mother and two daughters.
Right.
That came up and fished. And it was just amazing. Just you know, they were having an absolute blast. And they would go out themselves together and
catch a daylight.
You know, they caught so many.
Lake trout.
Oh,
they caught
the lake trout.
They caught, yeah.
They'd come in with all these big fish, and I'd be like, oh, my God.
Yeah, that was a highlight. And Bryce Liddell is just such a super. He was a Yukon guide, and he guided up in the Northwest Territories, caribou, you know, that kind of deal. So he's also a pilot. He has a little Citabra airplane there. If somebody needs to go out for some emergency, or if he needs a loaf of bread, he fires that little plane up.
Off he goes.
What that you pronounce? Is it Mississippi?
Mississippi.
All right. Mississippi. I got it right. He flies to Mississippi and goes to the store, right?
Yes, sir.
But yeah, Canada, especially Saskatchewan, it's an awesome place.
Is there a better time to go for fishing? I know summertime, springtime, you know, you probably wouldn't be up there in the wintertime unless you're going to ice fish. And you probably couldn't get into some of those lodges, those remote lodges at that time.
So. That ice goes out quite late. So, I mean, early June is when it's really things start to open up.
Starts
and,
kicking.
You know, you got walleye spawning in early June. And we went a couple of years ago, and it was actually a little cold for the pike. And so we didn't do real well on northern pike, but we caught the heck out of walleyes.
Yeah.
But But that is a really, really good time to go. And matter of fact, this year, Bryce said it was warmer than usual. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think we were catching such big pike. And I tell you.
Yeah, during the time frame that you did.
Yeah, exactly.
I will tell a little story. I'm bad about telling stories on myself anyway. So I can pull some stunts, I'll tell you that. But anyway, there's a rapid river feeds the Squatakin. Okay. Well, so it's a long way. I checked it on GPS. It's about 9 miles from camp, the way you have to go there. Well, I wasn't, the way you get directions. Well, you just go up to this big white rock and turn off to the left and around three islands and go, that wasn't good enough for me, for an old surveyor. So Bryce says, I'll tell you what, I'll take you there. You don't know this yet. He said, I'll take you and show you how to find this mouth of the rapid river.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not hard, but if once you're there. So the next morning I thought, guys, I think we can find the mouth of the rapid river. We take off. I think Billy's with me, right? Mm-hmm. And you and Phil are in the other boat. And I know y'all are thinking, I hope the heck Luke knows where he's going. But we went to the mouth. I said, Billy, I just impressed these boys. What y'all didn't know, I had a tour the day before.
Yeah, what did you?
Yeah, I shouldn't have told that.
Nothing wrong.
I could have been the hero.
You still are the hero.
But that mouth of that rapid river, awesome. It was awesome. I mean, you get up in there, and the current wasn't so swift that you could, a little 20 horse would keep you going. Yeah. We caught the daylights out of it.
I caught my biggest pike right in there.
You
rapid,
did, didn't
right
you?
Right where that water was kind of moving through the rapids there. Yeah.
So, Jeff, A Sportsman's Life, that Jeff put our show together, and it's available right now to watch.
It is. And this show for Lake Texoma, our trip today, will be out there probably next week.
Tell them how to find it.
Just go to carbontv.com and look up A Sportsman's Life. You'll see three handsome gentlemen in this little picture there, and you just click on it right there, and you can watch all of our shows right there on Carbon TV. Of course, you can go to YouTube. You can find us, A Sportsman's Life, on YouTube. But
you'll recognize Larry. We're all leaned up against a big old sweet gum tree at Jeff's place.
Yes, we are. They're at Jeff's place.
We've had a ton of fun doing that. It's just look forward to every episode. The trip's not complete. My trips used to not be complete until I got home and wrote my article and all, then it was published. But now I look forward to watching it on TV.
Absolutely.
Well, you're right. We've got A Sportsman's Life there, and then also we have what is the weekly radio show podcast title?
You can go Carbon TV, and you can download that, folks, on if you have a Roku, just download.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I do. Most people do. Or you can just take your device, your cell phone, and go to Carbon TV. But yeah, click the little, it'll say asterisk for more, and you can click podcast. And
yes.
So Catfish Radio is there. That's the radio show that I've done for 15 years. Larry's been with me for 15 and a half since we started on Campfire Talk, And we have a ball with that. So.
Yes, we really do. Of course, DSC's Campfires is there as well, too. But you'll be able to see a lot of the things we talked about this morning. You'll probably have already seen it by the time this one comes out,
particular
podcast.
Yeah.
But, keep looking, because we like to call it real world outdoors, and it is. If we catch fish, we show it. If we don't, we show it. If we got little tips that come up periodically dealing with wildlife management, to tips about hunting and fishing and a little bit of everything, and then Luke being the outdoor cook that he is, or chef. He's laughing, but there are very few. I've eaten in the outdoors and eaten with outdoor folks for a long, long time, and Luke is one of the best I've ever run across, if not the best. So,
Mr. Dutch Kettle.
Mr. Dutch Kettle is right. Absolutely. Cooks with the cast iron stuff almost all the time, and the food is out of this world delicious, and there's pretty much
not every show, but most every show, there's going to be a cooking segment there as well. And you can learn a lot about cooking in the outdoors. And I guarantee you, if you'll cook it just like Jeff did, I mean, or Jeff would have if when he watches Luke do it.
I learned from my friend.
Absolutely, and I do too. If I cook it like Luke does, I can promise you it's going to be good.
Oh, you boys, quit bragging.
Well, speaking of food, it's approaching lunchtime. We've all got to get on the road and head in different directions. I've got to spend some time this afternoon looking at a piece of property that we hunt with on the Cotton family a little bit that all three of us hunt with. And they bought some new areas, and we're going to set up some new blinds and set up some new areas, put in some food plots kind of thing. So I guess we're going to shut this one down a little bit early. Luke, Jeff, thank you so much for being around the campfire this morning. And before we part company here a little while, we'll plan our next adventure. And in the meantime, folks, thank you so much for listening to us here on DSC's Campfires. But also, if you get a chance, go to Catfish Radio there at Carbon TV. And then particularly, too, please go to A Sportsman's Life. And I think you'll agree. You can tell the three of us have a great time whenever we're together, and even when we're not together sometimes. But at the same time, there's a little bit of education, but I promise you won't beat you over the head with it, and you'll enjoy what you're watching. So join us right back here next week on DSC's Campfires.
DSC's Campfires has also been brought to you by the Crown Bar in La Grange in Round Top, Texas, Texas Wildlife Association, Double Nickel Taxidermy, H3 Whitetail Solutions, and Burnham Brothers Game Calls.
When you go out there and the fish are where you think they are, any one of these casts could be the bite. It's the most exciting fishing that I know, right here at Hawks Cay.
Oh, that's awesome!
Experience the best saltwater fishing the world has to offer. Don't miss Thursdays with Saltwater Experience, brought to you by Golden Boat Lifts, every Thursday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.
Brave anglers search for the one they call king, but who will take his throne?
Tune in to Waypoint TV's Battle for Silver, Saturday, May 18th from 12 to 6 p.m. Eastern. Presented by Abyss Battery. Waypoint TV.